It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you button your buttons right? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, friend. Did you make up an opera last night? Did you try one? Make up a story and then just sing the words to it? I should make up one about buttoning my sweater. Yeah. I button one, button two, button three, button four, five, button six, button seven, button eight. Have any idea what this is? What's it look like to you? It's really the seat of something. Yeah, it's the seat of an exercise machine. I'll show you here. This is it. It's a machine that you just sit on, and it's like a bicycle that doesn't move. I'll put the seat on and show you exactly how. Da-dum, ba-dum, bum, 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 ba-da-dum. Put your feet on the pedals like this. And then you just make the pedals go around, and that makes this thing go back and forth. This is the way some older people exercise their bodies. I guess you should go. You can go faster and slower. And faster and slower. This doesn't go anywhere, though. You have different ways to exercise yourself, don't you? I mean, you can walk and run and climb and... What other ways do you think that you do exercises? You know, there's a way to exercise your mind, too. Mm-hmm. Do you remember yesterday's opera? Well, I have some pictures from it. And I'll show them to you. And a way that you could exercise your mind is just to remember what went on in the opera when you see these pictures. Good idea? Let's try some mind exercise. All right? Here's a picture of the zoo. And who was that taking care of the animals? That bird? Lady Abilene is the zookeeper. Remember Daniel? What was Daniel? Quack, quack. And what about him? What does that horse always say? I know. Do you remember this part of the opera? When Chef Brockett was all dressed up in that monkey suit talking on the telephone? He was saying, "What is the matter, organ grinder? What's the matter?" Haberlin came over to talk with him. And then the organ grinder came with his monkey. And the monkey and the monkey's uncle got together with the organ grinder's organ. And they decided to do something about that. Who's that? That's Reardon, isn't it? And he was thinking that he was a failure because nobody wanted to buy his music. And he looked all around the zoo, and finally his monkey came to him and said, "Come and see what my uncle has discovered." And what was it? And didn't they have a good time with all that popcorn? So, that was a little exercise for the mind, just remembering. I think I'll try this once more. I like this machine. Sometimes I think of people as I'm riding along and I say, "Hello, hello there." That sounds like Mr. McFeely. Yes, Mr. McFeely. Yes, it is he. Come on outside, okay?
Special today at Chef Brockett's Bakery. Special today, banana baked goods. Special today, Mr. Rogers. Special today, I'm advertising all over town.
Oh, well, Mr. McFeely, thanks for telling us. I'm interested in your bicycle, too.
Would you like to take a ride?
Well, I would.
Alrighty, now, first of all, you have to remember on this bike, the brakes are on the handles. Just squeeze these, alrighty?
Fine. Is it alright if I just take a ride up the wall?
Take a ride down to the corner there. That's it, right down
the
corner.
Oh, this is great.
Just...
Yeah.
That's a turnaround right by there. That's right. Oh, you made that turn well. There we are.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're quite welcome. A speedy delivery bicycle, that is.
Boy, it really goes well. This is a machine that really moves. I remember the times that I fell when I was learning to ride a bike.
Well, sometimes you fall when you're been trying to learn how to ride a bike.
That's the truth.
Well, I have to go, Mr. Rogers. Advertising this Chef Rocket Bake Sale all over town.
Well, thanks for telling us, Mr.
You're
McFeely.
You're quite welcome. See you in speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely. I wonder if Mr. McFeely likes to go so fast because he likes to make that bicycle go fast. Maybe so. Yes, I do remember falling a lot when I started to learn to ride a bike. You always do, at first. Maybe we should go over to Chef Brockett's bakery, you and I. We could tell him that we were pretending he was an uncle of a monkey in the opera yesterday. Shall we go?
$0.59. It's a special banana day, Norman. Hope you like the banana bread. We'll see
you.
Hi.
How nice is the banana bread? You like?
How about a cookie for you, huh? Cookie? Cookie for you? Okay. Here you are. No cookie for you? Oh, Mrs. Shank, would you give this girl a chocolate cupcake? What can I get you?
Hi.
Banana bread, okay.
How are you? Hi, Chef Brockett.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'll be with you in a minute. I have some customers to take care of.
You have some fine friends.
This is a special banana day.
Thank you very much.
59 cents, that's it.
Thank you for that, huh? Hi.
Hi. Hello.
There you go.
Have a good day.
It is fun. Banana pies, banana cakes, banana bread. Everybody loves a banana.
Everybody likes banana.
Would you do me a favor, Mrs. Shank? Would you take care of those customers? Oh, and then I can get a little rest.
Okay, you need the rest. Broke, you were working so hard today.
Thanks, okay. Dear.
Buenos dias, Mr. Roy.
Buenos dias, Mrs. Shank.
You want to come in the back?
Sure.
I'd like to get off my feet. Where have we ever been busy today?
Mr. McFeely told us about your sale.
All kinds of banana things, and we're practically sold out. This is the only banana bread we have left.
Looks very good. I'll buy it from you, and then you will be sold out.
Okay.
Don't we have to be quiet here?
No, that's, you know, when we're cooking, we shh. But now, we can just get a little rest and talk. I'm glad to... Wow. So many bananas. There you are.
I'll pay Mrs. Shank later when I go.
Okay.
It's curious that you'd be having a banana kind of a sale today.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, yesterday, we were pretending that you were in an opera, yeah, in the neighborhood of make-believe, and you were the uncle of a monkey.
Well, monkeys like bananas, and so do I, and I like to sing, too. I'm a chef. I suggest that you all be very quiet. Hey, what if it was the day after the opera? Who didn't sing in the opera?
Who didn't sing?
Yeah.
Well... Who didn't sing in the opera? There was Henrietta Pussycat.
That's good enough. Now, what if she wanted to sing, but she was too shy? She just couldn't ask anybody if she could have a chance. She was just too shy to ask.
Well, that's something we could make believe today. Would you like to make believe that... that Henrietta Pussycat was too shy to ask to be in the opera? But she really wanted to be, huh?
Oh, yeah, she wants to be, but she just can't ask.
Well, this could be the day that Reardon's going off to be in his own real opera, so they could be waving goodbye at him.
I could be there with everybody else and Lady Aberlin, too, waving.
Fine. Will you pretend that with us? That everyone's waving goodbye to Reardon as he goes off to his own opera today? Just wave.
Goodbye, dear friends. Goodbye,
Reardon.
Goodbye, Reardon.
Good luck.
What in the world's wrong with you, Hen?
That is sad, meow.
Oh, he'll come back, Hen. Reardon always comes back, you know that.
Maybe she isn't crying about Reardon.
What could she be crying about?
Maybe she doesn't feel well. Why don't we ask her?
Henrietta? Are you crying because Reardon is gone?
Meow, meow, exactly.
Not exactly. Henrietta? Why exactly?
Meow.
Well, do you know why, Henrietta?
Meow.
Well, then tell us, please, Henrietta.
Meow wanted to sing Meow Meow Opera.
You wanted to sing in the opera? Well, Henrietta, why didn't you say something? How were we supposed to know you wanted to sing in the opera?
Meow, meow, looked shy. Meow, meow, looked shy a lot.
I saw you looking shy, but I didn't know that's what it meant.
Well, you have to do more than look shy. People can't always understand your shyness.
Meow, 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 meow.
Boy, if I just sat here and looked shy all the time, I'd never even be able to fly. Shy. Fly. Fly, shy. Shy, fly. There's a rhyme for you. There's a rhyme for you, Henry. There's a rhyme for you. Well, shy, fly.
It's
a shy,
rhyme for you, Henry.
Well, that opera's over now. Well, why don't we do something else?
What could we do?
We could do some exercises. Like this.
Yummy sizes.
Oh.
Yeah, nifty. Bum ba da.
Boom, boom, da.
Boom. How about this one? Henrietta, look. How about this other
she's
one?
Gone.
How about this one? Weep doop doop.
Henrietta, we're doing the weep doop doop. Weep doop doop doop, weep doop doop doop, weep doop doop doop, weep doop doop doop, weep doop doop doop. Henrietta, this is the weep doop. That's a good one, Chef Brockett. Henrietta? Henrietta, there's a meow one.
Meow?
Meow exercises, Henrietta.
Meow?
Like this, meow, 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 shy, meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 shy, meow, sad, meow.
Meow, meow.
Sad, meow, meow, meow.
I can't do that one.
Shy, meow, meow, meow.
It's too hard for my legs.
Oh.
Meow, 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 meow.
Henrietta, oh. Henrietta.
Meow.
Do you remember the exercises your doctor gave us?
Meow, doctor.
The eye doctor, yes, the eye exercises.
Oh, meow, doctor, meow, meow exercises.
Right.
How do you do those?
Oh, you'll be able to do them easily.
Meow, meow, meow.
It's fun. You sing it, Lady Averlin, would
all
you?
Right.
Yeah.
Meow, meow, doctor.
Her doctor.
Oh, your doctor.
And yeah. How does it start?
Meow, meow, wing. Meow, meow, blink.
Okay.
Meow, meow, look straight ahead.
You hit in my ear in case I forget, okay?
Meow.
This is how it goes, Chef Brockett. Can you wink? Can you blink? Can you look straight ahead? Can you see somebody you like?
Meow, meow, look to your
left. Oh, meow, meow. Can you look at your feet without moving your head? Can you look to your left and your right and way up, up, down? Over far and over this way farther. You see it is no bother.
Meow. Exercise.
To exercise
meow.
Your eyes.
You like that one, don't you, Henrietta?
Meow, meow. Meow, meow, my doctor. Meow, 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 me.
Oh, your doctor taught you
your
that
doctor.
One, huh?
Yeah.
Well, should we do it again?
Yeah.
It was Henrietta's doctor that
meow,
taught us.
Meow,
why don't you
meow,
try
meow,
it,
meow.
Chef Brockett?
Okay, but everybody help me.
Oh, we will, we will.
All right?
Can you wink?
Can you wink? Can you blink?
That's it.
Can you
look straight
ahead? Can you see somebody you like?
Hello, somebody.
Can you
look at your feet?
Look at your feet without moving your head. Can you look to the left and
your
right
and way
up?
Meow.
Up, up.
Meow.
Over far, then over this way farther.
You
see
it
is no bother. Good.
To exercise your eyes. I can do that one easily. Wow, I like that one.
Meow, meow, fun. Meow, meow, next time Reardon meow, 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 ask him to meow in the opera.
Oh, good for you.
Sure, ask him, Henrietta. And if he says yes, you can be in it. And if he says no, you can be angry and you can work it out with him.
Henrietta?
Yeah?
That sounds easier than being shy.
Meow, better.
You could really get to do the next opera, maybe.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, I have to give this banana to Lady Elaine. I promised it to her. So I'll see you friends later, okay?
Right.
Meow,
bye.
Meow.
Bye-bye, Chef Broccoli.
Thanks for coming, Chef.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Chef Broccoli.
Ha, ha, ha.
somebody ringing for me. Woo-hoo-hoo. Well, I thought you'd never get here.
Well, I was over at the tree visiting my friends and doing some exercises.
Well, have you got my banana?
Here it is, just like I promised.
Oh, just what I asked for. That's my policy.
What's that?
Tell people what you want, and you might get it.
Worked for you this time.
Thanks, appeal, Chefy.
Hope you enjoy it.
I enjoy everything that comes my way. Toot toot,
bye,
Chefy Broccoli.
If you want something, you ask for it and you might get it.
You know what I want?
What?
I want to take a walk.
Well, why don't you walk with me? I'm going back to my place now.
Okay, I'll pick off my hat, leave it here. I'll have to ask Mrs. Shank if she can wash the bakery.
And I'll pay her for this bread.
Okay.
I like your place, Chef Brockett.
It's nice there, huh? Mm-hmm. How's everything, Mrs. Shank?
Very well. Do you know, Chef Brockett, all the banana bread are gone.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Chef Brockett, could you go a little more?
Sure, honey. There.
I need to pay you for my banana bread.
Okay.
This was the last one that was back there.
Yeah, too. It's a wonderful sale. 59 cents. Okay, and here's your penny, Chef.
How do I say thank you very much in Spanish?
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias, gracias, Señora Shank.
Muchas gracias, Mr. Rogers.
Muchas gracias, Señora Shank, for letting me go for a walk and watching the place. I'll see you, dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adios, Chef.
Oh, adios, Mrs.
Adios,
Shank.
She's really something.
She's a great person.
Love her. Hey, slow down. I can't go that fast.
Oh, I'm glad you told me. I didn't realize I was going so fast.
It's okay. Remember that operation I had?
Yes. What exactly was that for?
Well, see, I was having trouble with my legs, so I had the operation. And now they're getting better little by little, but it's going to take some time.
Good. Would you like something to drink?
Hey, yes, I would. I'd like a big glass of water, okay?
All right. Get it for you.
Thank you.
I'll go in and get Chef Brockett his water. Would you wait with him while I'm gone?
Thank you.
Welcome.
We just had a pretend glass of water together.
Oh, good.
And we all drank it. Pretend water's fun, but this kind of water's even better on a day like this.
You've had a busy day, I know.
Boy, we sure did. You know, Mrs. Shank's a great help at the bakery.
I know she is.
I think it's fun the way she teaches us Spanish.
Adios.
Hey, I have to say adios to you right now. I have
Already?
To get back there, yeah, and give her a little break, you know. She kind of let me go, so now I'll let her have a little rest.
Oh, I'm glad we could walk together.
Special today,
oh, look
Brockett's
who's here.
Bakery, special today, Chef Brockett, hello there.
Mr. McFeely, I don't think you need to tell anybody else about the special. We're all sold out of our special.
Well, it sounds like business is good.
Well, yes, it was, and thanks to you for letting everybody know about it.
Well, I'm always glad to help, always glad to help. You coming my way?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Oh, incidentally, Mr. Rogers, have you finished with that exercycle machine yet?
Yes. Would you like to take it?
Well, no, I'll be back a little later, all righty?
Fine, thank you. I even got the seat to it.
Fine. Come along, Chef Brockett.
See you now.
Bye, Chef Brockett. Bye, Mr. McFeely.
Bye.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune. It's such a happy feeling to find you're in bloom. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today.
It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's a good feeling to know people like Chef Brockett and Mr. McFeely, and it's a good feeling to be able to say what you feel. Sure. I'm glad that you're the person that you are. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad Chef Brockett's the person he is, and Mr. McFeely's the person that he is. Nobody in this world can do everything. No. Some people can do one thing well, and somebody else can do another thing well. Nobody does everything perfectly. No. We've had a big week together, you and I. And I'll be thinking a lot of you on the weekend. And I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to do. And I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here. 'Cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. I do too. See you next week.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.